Allergy season does not slow down when you are on the move. That's why Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are ready whenever sneezes strike. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are allergist approved and silky soft for up to 100% irritation-free skin. And now with the new Kleenex Snap and Go, you can get that same gentle care made for life on the go. Get the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues you love in a new, compact, durable package. New Kleenex Snap and Go snaps shut for a clean tissue anytime, anywhere. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex Snap and Go.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Here we go.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Remember Sherry Papany? She's the married mother of two that captivated the nation's attention for a little while she mysteriously disappeared in 2016, only to reappear weeks later, days battered and bruised, claiming she was held captive by two fictional Latina women. This, of course, Sherry Papany, the woman that everyone wanted to look at, and she got popular because she is a large-breasted blonde woman who disappeared and made the whole story up. Had she looked different, I don't know that this would have been the story that it is today. That's just the sad state of our society. Saga unfolded with more twists as investigators uncovered Papany's past with her involvement with an ex-lover, James Reyes, whom she convinced to help her escape her alleged abusive husband. Ultimately, Papany was arrested in March 2022 and pled guilty to the allegations in April of 2022. She was sentenced to probation only for 36 months and served her sentence at the Federal Corrections Institute in Victorville before being moved to a halfway house run by Sacramento's Residential Reentry Management Field Office. The bizarre case began in November of 2016 when Papany's husband reported her missing after she failed to pick up their children from school. Her cell phone and earbuds were later found on a running track that she used. Weeks later, she was found by the side of the road on Thanksgiving, allegedly tortured and starved by her captors, whose faces she claimed she never saw. However, police revealed that she made up the entire story for attention and was actually chilling with her ex-boyfriend, James Reyes, during the 22 days that she was missing. The revelation drew comparisons to the plot of Gillian Flynn's thriller novel, Gone Girl. But it doesn't stop there. She really wanted to make it super realistic. Papany and Reyes reconnected in 2016 after dating in 2006. Papany convinced Reyes to help her escape her, quote, abusive husband, Keith, by arranging for him to pick her up and drive her to his South Carolina apartment. Reyes, who admitted to the plot after being identified by DNA found on Papany's clothes, confessed that he thought their relationship would become romantic again, but it never did. Instead, Papany locked herself in his bedroom, starved herself, cut off her hair, and inflicted injuries on herself, even convincing Reyes to brand her with a hot tool. Reyes drove her back to her home in Redding on November 24th, unaware of the media storm that had erupted during her disappearance. How dumb are you if you don't realize what's going on? And this is the girl that you're harboring. Number one, your ex-girlfriend who is married contacts you. Hey, can I come over? She comes over and she locks herself in your bedroom, starves herself, cuts her hair, and brands herself. I think this guy gets like the award for the craziest ex-girlfriend ever.
Well, and why didn't he do something while she's locked in the bedroom? Like, okay, something's definitely not right here. Okay,
I have no idea. The fact that she convinced him to brand her as well. I think he was a little bit more involved than he may be stating.
Yeah,
maybe more. Whatever you need, Sherry. You got it. You know, something dumb. Keith Papany, who was duped by his wife, filed for divorce in April of 2022, 2 days after she pled guilty to faking her own kidnapping. The couple, who married in 2009, share two children, Tyler 10 and Violet 12. Sherry Papany issued a statement last year apologizing for the pain she caused her family and friends and vowing to make amends for the rest of her life. She received over $30,000 worth of psychiatric care for anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder, billed to a state victim compensation fund, which is now part of her restitution. How nice. In a shocking revelation, Mike Mangus, a Roman Catholic deacon and news anchor, disclosed in the upcoming HLN investigation documentary Runaway Mom, the Sherry Papany story, that investigators found a Bible verse, Exodus 21:16, branded onto Papany's shoulder. The verse reads, "If anyone has kidnapped someone, they should be put to death." Ah!
Oh my God.
Maybe time to change that tattoo up to like mom or something else.
That's going to be a tough one. I think any tattoo artist is going to be like, oh, I don't know what to do with that one. We're going to have to put a flower there.
Like, aren't you Sherry Papany? Didn't you claim you were kidnapped? This is a little weird, little bit weird.
It's a weird verse to pull out of the Bible, but okay.
Yeah.
Sure. I have some thoughts.
Yeah.
So this twat. Yeah. I'm starting at twat, baby.
All right. We're starting at twat.
We are starting at twat.
Where do we go from here?
This twat set women back tremendously, because we are out here, and some of our listeners can identify with this. We are out here begging to fucking be believed when we are telling the truth, whether it be about a crime that's happened to us, or we walk into our doctor's office and say, this is wrong with me. And the doctor goes, nah, you don't qualify for that. Fuck you. You listen to women. And this woman out here, instead of doing the work and saying, you know what, I'm not happy in my marriage, I've got two kids, this is going to be really hard for me to get out, she pulls this bullshit. She goes all prejudice and pulls in some Latina women into it.
Yeah.
That wasn't true. Fuck you.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I just, you know, we struggle, and I'm not saying that men aren't believed, but we do have an epidemic in our country that if a woman is assaulted, so the whole thing still kind of goes to, what was she wearing? What was she doing? Was she at the bar by herself? Was she drunk? Fuck you. These things happen, and we need to be believed. We walk into our doctor's office. We say we've been dealing with some stuff, and the doctor goes, no, that just doesn't sound right. We're not being believed. And there's just an epidemic in our world, in our country, in our universe. When people say something, we want to be believed and understood. And when somebody out there does this shit, she used manpower and money and people's emotions and stoked fears of these two fictional Latina women kidnapping her. Mm-hmm. There were probably numerous women out there going, this legitimately happened to me, and now people are not going to believe me.
Yeah.
Fuck you. She owes more than the $30,000 worth of restitution for that victim's fund.
No, I agree. I don't see much of a purpose for her after this. I can only, the hope I have is that her and her children don't ever have a relationship, because this is not a person you want in your life as mom. And everyone's like, oh, that's horrible. No, it's not. If any parent of yours is a horrible human being, has a track record of doing this sort of shit to this extreme, there's no telling what they're capable of possibly doing. They've already been capable of this. People like this don't just suddenly change and like, oh, I found this and now it's all. No, she's nuts. And that's probably it's a very crude way of putting it, but she certainly has some mental problems going on that certainly will be lifelong and continue to be needing to be addressed. I think any idea of her being a fit mother to raise a 10 and 11 year old through formative years should be off the fucking table. And
it needs to be. I'm all for helping people with mental illness. I've got a family full of them. They need help. This woman crossed a certain line when she beat the living shit out of herself and had somebody break her nose and brand her with a goddamn branding iron. You're crossing a line. It's not just I'm telling a lie anymore. I'm doing the work to tell the lie, and I'm putting on this entire community play, basically. Here's my horrible little story. I want everyone to feel bad for me. Why not just say to your husband, this isn't working. Can we work on being done now?
You know, you look at that in so many cases and you're like, why didn't you just do this? Why did you have to go that far? Why did you have to go to crazy town? And, you know, I honestly, in some cases, I think people go to crazy town to such an extreme because if they don't, they're still going to be responsible. Responsible as parents. And some people really don't want that responsibility, but they also don't want to have to raise their hand and say, I don't want to be a mom or I don't want to be a dad, because that would look horrible on them. And they have this ego about them that people view them a certain way. And nobody wants to be viewed as that person. But if you go to an extreme and it's some sort of a mental health problem and you dig that hole so deep, the rest of society and your family and anyone around you will be like, no fucking way. That's cool. You don't have to be, because you're nowhere near fit to be that. And in a sick way, they reach their goal. They reach their goal of what they want to have done. And at the end, they're happy because they get those responsibilities lifted from them through crazy behavior.
But sounds nuts. I'm okay if she had come forward and said, you know what? This life that we created here with the two kids and our, you know, white picket fence, I don't want this anymore. There's something else that I want. And as painful as it would have been, okay, go.
Yeah.
Just go. If you don't want to be here, I'm not going to force you to be here. You need to go.
It's scorched earth. Yeah. I think some people, and I'd be curious to know about her upbringing and her background. I have no idea. I'm just making assumptions here, but I'm going to guess that there's been people in her life who've also dealt with her or getting out of situations or correcting course correction in life and such, where also scorched earth has been used in some way, shape or form, where you can't go back to anything of the past because you've burned it down. And that in her mind seemed to be the right path. I'd be curious to know where that came into her mind as the best idea. Where did she learn that? She could have come up with it on herself. She really could have. But I'm going to guess there was some reps in her life somewhere else where that was what she was exposed to. And then that also became the answer to her problems.
Yeah, very well could have been. It's an interesting case to look at. I would love to know more about who she was leading up to this. How did we get here? What caused her to actually, I mean, at one point, you know, maybe before the broken nose, maybe before being branded, maybe before showing up 6 weeks later or whenever it was with a chain around her waist. At what point did she go, this is the right thing to do, you know?
I don't know. But in the end, as I've said on our earlier segment, it's going to lead to Dancing with the Stars. No,
you're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Out. Allergy season does not slow down when you are on the move. That's why Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are ready whenever sneezes strike. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are allergist approved and silky soft for up to 100% irritation-free skin. And now with the new Kleenex Snap and Go, you can get that same gentle care made for life on the go. Get the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues you love in a new, compact, durable package. New Kleenex Snap and Go snaps shut for a clean tissue anytime, anywhere. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex Snap and Go.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Sophia Bush from Work in Progress with Sophia Bush. And now a quick break from our sponsor, Miracle-Gro. Life is digitally distracted and time-starved, but gardening is the perfect way to unplug. It isn't just about plants. It's about trading the digital noise for a quiet way to reconnect with yourself. Whether you're in an apartment or you've never even touched a shovel, don't let self-doubt stop you. With 75 years of expertise, Miracle-Gro takes the stress out of the process and makes it pure joy. Head to MiracleGrow.com to check out all of their easy-to-use products and start your growth journey today.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 to 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.